Your mind is designed to solve problems. It is equipped with skills and abilities like critical and analytical thinking that help you to go to the core of the problem and resolve it and find a solution. However, when it comes to the experience of narcissistic abuse, all of these skills and all of these abilities are not enough. Because the experience is filled with shock and disbelief. It is filled with trauma and so much of it that your mind is resourceless or has no resources to integrate it, to understand what the hell happened there. Therefore, when you ruminate or obsessively think, you're trying to understand the whole situation. You're trying to make sense of what was a lie and what was the truth. What did happen from the beginning to the end? You're trying to solve what is the biggest problem to your mind at that point of time when you're ruminating. The truth is, when you go through narcissistic abuse, your personality is split into parts. The memories are not registered like normal memories. They are split into parts and are stuck. So obsessively thinking about it is a sign that your mind is seeking a resolution, however, cannot achieve it. So what is the solution? How to break the cycle? The biggest thing and the most important thing when it comes to stopping obsessively thinking about the narcissist is the trauma resolution, doing the trauma work. The memories that are stuck, they need to be released. You need to work deeply on them, either by talking about them with someone who could witness all of your trauma in your presence, or doing therapeutic work such as EMDR and stuff like that. That is the main thing that can really and effectively and fastly help you to come out of this rumination and break this cycle forever.